Today's Bible study focuses on Matthew chapter 26 and verse 39. What did Jesus mean when he said, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Let's delve into the God's Word and discover the meaning and true context of this verse. Introduction. In one of the most emotionally intense moments of his earthly ministry, Jesus prayed in the Garden of Gethsemane, saying, "O my Father, if it is possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as you will." Many have questioned the meaning behind this prayer. Was Jesus afraid to die? Was he second-guessing his mission? Was his human side taking over? This Bible study explores the true meaning behind Jesus' words, showing that the issue was not fear of death or reluctance to obey, but something much deeper: the grief of becoming sin and being momentarily separated from the Father for the first time in eternity. 1. The setting: Gethsemane. This moment takes place in the Garden of Gethsemane, just before Jesus is arrested. Knowing what is about to happen, Jesus separates himself to pray, overwhelmed with sorrow. According to Luke chapter 22, verse 43, an angel appears to him and strengthens him, showing the intense emotional and spiritual weight he was under. 2. The misunderstanding. It's often believed that Jesus was fearful of dying or trying to avoid the physical pain of the cross. But that view overlooks a deeper spiritual truth. Jesus, who is God in the flesh, according to John 1:1, was fully aware of his mission and willingly laid down his life, according to John chapter 10, verses 17 through 18. The idea that he was trying to avoid the cross contradicts his consistent message throughout his ministry. 3. The real issue: becoming sin. The real burden Jesus faced in that moment was not the crucifixion itself, but the reality of becoming sin. As 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21 says, "For he made him who knew no sin to be sin for us, that we might become the righteousness of God in him." Jesus had never known separation from the Father. From the beginning, the Word was with God, and the Word was God, as stated in John chapter 1, verse 1. In becoming sin, Jesus would experience, for the first and only time, what it meant to be cut off from that perfect communion. That is the cup he wished could pass, not because he was unwilling, but because the Holy Son of God would bear the full weight of our sin. 4. The identity of the Word. Revelation chapter 19, verse 13, confirms that the Word is one of the names of Jesus. He was clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. The Word had always been with the Father, inseparable, divine, united. The pain Jesus was facing wasn't just physical, it was spiritual. He, the spotless Lamb, would be treated as sin itself. Conclusion: Jesus' prayer in the garden was not a moment of weakness or doubt, it was a moment of deep love and divine sacrifice. He wasn't trying to escape the cross, but rather expressing the unimaginable burden of becoming sin for a world that needed redemption. His anguish came from knowing he would endure separation from the Father, something he had never experienced before, so that we could be reconciled to God forever. This study reminds us of the depth of Jesus' sacrifice, not just his death, but his willingness to be made sin so that we might live. When we understand that, our response should mirror his prayer: "Not my will, but yours be done."